after the major album feud between CLB and Donda this summer, no one would have ever thought that Kanye and Drake would come together and make amends to perform together for the Free Larry Hoover concert. And it's actually amazing because they were on IG, they were on their stories, and you could see that they're in good energy again. And this is crazy because now it's sparking up conversations about new music. So guys, listen, we're going to keep you updated with this whole thing as long as, you know, Kanye and Drake are still, you know, together and they're doing this whole concert and maybe even making music. So subscribe if you have not already. Plus, on December 9th, if the concert ends up staying there, we will be doing our live reaction of it. So subscribe if you have not, smash the like button, and let me forward this to you, man. How do you feel about this whole situation? And were you surprised when you saw all this go down, especially like after the whole, you know, I wouldn't say sales battle, but album battle this summer?
Well, yeah, it was definitely cool to see them squash the beef and come together for a big moment, you know, to actually raise awareness for, you know, for Larry Hoover and to get him freed, hopefully. So it's cool to see that. It was also cool to see them vibing out to Knife Talk together at Drake's crib. That was awesome to see. But, you know, now the idea is, like, there were talks of a collab album back in 2016. They have previously worked together. But what if they actually dropped a collab album? Because, I mean, look, do I think it's going to happen personally? No, I don't think so. But is it possible? Absolutely. So let's kind of talk about that to start off is, like, do you think that there's actually a chance of this going down?
I don't think so. I don't think that there'll ever be a collab album. I think that they're both in their own respective lanes. I mean, they're both coming fresh off of major rollouts, and we know that they like to take some time with the next one. So if they do end up doing it, like, you know, boy, if God, you know, creates another miracle, we'll be seeing it not now, but, you know, in the near future.
So you would want to hear it, though.
I would definitely be interested in hearing it. I don't think that it would be as good as we think it would be, but I think that I'd be definitely down to see what would happen, because if we take it back to 2016, there's the whole Wolves conversation that a lot of people are having, because this was a collaboration project between both Drake and Kanye. And by the way, guys, this was actually a confirmed project. I mean, if you guys remember the billboard that was in Calabasas, and it was like Calabasas, the new Abu Dhabi, and it had like, I believe it was Good Music, like the logo, and then it had the OVO owl. It was confirming that a rollout was happening, but then we find out that Kanye later ends up dropping No More Parties in LA, The Life of Pablo, and then after that, Drake goes with Views. So why do you think it didn't happen? And based off what we got with The Life of Pablo, because Drake did have credits on there, do you think that there would have been a really good coherent sound to this album if it would have happened?
Well, yeah, the whole way that this happened was pretty interesting, because I think it all started in 2015 when Kanye and Drake were actually working together on The Life of Pablo. And you will see through the credits of The Life of Pablo that Drake has writing credits on 30 Hours and on Father Stretch My Hands Part 1. And he also was on the first early version of the song Wolves, which is kind of what gave inspiration to the name of their collab album, Wolves. And what's interesting is that after working on this music together, they actually saw some chemistry between each other. And then at Drake's OVO Fest in 2016, Kanye came on stage and they said, like, I think Kanye said something like, are you guys excited for this new album? And the crowd was kind of happy. But then Drake made them understand, like, no, not The Life of Pablo, but like our collab album. Are you guys ready for our album? And people went crazy. There was a lot of buzz in the air. And then, of course, that billboard came out confirming that this album was happening. And then, of course, Kanye had the famous rant on The Life of Pablo tour, where he did, you know, kind of go on a rant about how he's tired of hearing Drake on the radio and, you know, those kinds of things. So after that, Drake did respond saying that, you know, Kanye's a bit unpredictable and he needs his time to figure things out. And then after that, we started getting no word about this collab album, and the whole idea of it sort of faded away, I would say. So I think that's the reason why it didn't happen, is that there was, you know, tension brewing probably all the way back in 2010. Because if you think about it, there was that moment of pressure where Drake was coming into the game and, you know, Kanye and Jay-Z felt a bit threatened and dropped Watch the Throne because they felt like they had to live up to, I would say, that splash that Drake was making. They had to be assertive of their position at the top of the game. So I think that's why it never happened. But let's say this were to happen, what do you think it would sound like?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, they're so different in their own respectives, right? Like, I think that what they do sonically is very different, but also where they strive sonically is the same, though. Like, I don't know how to put it. Like, it's weird because I listen to something like Glow, and it's like, it's a bit more melodic in approach, and there's a
mediocre.
It's mediocre at that. I mean, but, you know, going back to the way I feel about the song and like what we have with it, I mean, where does Kanye meet Drake, and where does Drake meet Kanye? Like, that's my thing, is like, is Kanye going to be able to, you know, dive into some R&B bags? Like, is, you know, Drake gonna be doing, you know, more R&B tracks on this album? Like, is there gonna be dancehall? Like, what's going on with this? You know, like, I think what works for them both though is that they're so versatile in what they could dip into. It's just who's gonna meet who where, like, what's gonna be that middle point? And I think that they're both in a stage in their career right now where they don't want to meet anyone anywhere, you know, like they don't want to have to go anywhere for sound sonically. So if you look at, let's say, like Pop Style or Glow, or even let's say, you know, Forever, like those are tracks that they both share credits on. Like, where do you think they lie, and like where would that perfect middle point be for a track album?
All of those songs are totally different, but I mean, speaking about kind of the common link, let's say, between Kanye and Drake, it's interesting because we have seen them both do collaboration albums in the past, right? You had Kanye with Jay-Z on Watch the Throne, you had Kanye with Kid Cudi on Kids See Ghosts, and then Drake with Future and What a Time to Be Alive. And if you think about it, there was always a common link between both artists. With Jay-Z and Kanye, it was kind of that brother and big brother relationship, and them talking about asserting that dominance at the top of hip-hop's throne. That was kind of the theme, let's say, of the album. For Kids See Ghosts, it was Kid Cudi and Kanye West finding solace in sharing their experiences working through their mental health and kind of, you know, making sure to better their mental health. With, let's say, Drake and Future and What a Time to Be Alive, that was more about, let's say, relationships and, you know, braggadocious bars and also just getting lit. So with Kanye and Drake, I have yet to see what that common link could be. I mean, possibly the fact, I know with the Wolves album, the common thing was going to be, well, you saw on the Billboard, Abu Dhabi is a new Calabasas. It was the whole idea of like, oh, my biggest rival is living a few streets away from me, like them taking over the neighborhood and that kind of vibe. But is that enough to make lyrical content on the album? I don't really think so. So at this point, I mean, based on the singles that we've gotten, I think that the subject matter would be about their position in the game. It would be braggadocious bars and relationship tracks. They're both still doing that. But apart from that, I don't think there's too much common ground. And for me, there wouldn't be that much chemistry for this album. Where they would have synergy is for a producer rapper album where Kanye's producing tracks for Drake. Because we saw this on Find Your Love, which is the only song that Kanye has produced for Drake. And they made a great duo there. Not only that, but imagine Drake rapping on that Lift Yourself beat, which he was originally supposed to. That would have sounded incredible. So I think they're better suited for that producer-rapper relationship rather than, you know, both guys rapping on the same album.
Because I think that they could also maybe make a stance on them both being the most dominant artists right now in the industry. That can maybe be like a common place where they can meet. But I agree with you that the synergy would really lie with Kanye producing the album, then Drake coming on and spitting bars, because Kanye is probably a better producer than he is a rapper, in my opinion. And then Kanye's, you know, and then you have Drake, you know, just spitting absolute verses, going crazy everywhere. Like, imagine getting like a 30 for 30 freestyle sort of Drake on a whole album filled with like soul samples done by, you know, Kanye West. Like, another thing that I like about it is that every time that he hit, like, Kanye has not steered away from this idea, because he did it in 2018 with the Good Music run. I mean, the Nazir, the Daytona, did Kids See Ghosts. Like, there was times where, like, well, didn't do like Kids See Ghosts because he had like rapping on there fully, but you know what I'm trying to say, like, he's taking that role as the main like executive producer on there and produced all these tracks. So coming to see that happen for a Drake album might be the actual move, because think about it, like, you probably never hear that level of production quality on a Drake album. Like, it's impossible. Like, you're getting a full cohesive like sound album from Kanye West with Drake bars on there. That would be fucking stupid. Like, that would be an automatic album of the year contender for me. And I think that it would definitely make it more of a cohesive feel, because I think a problem maybe with CLB was the fact that, you know, we wanted to see him maybe, you know, go into a certain direction and want to, you know, stick on a certain sound. I think Kanye does a fantastic job at that for artists, because someone like Pusha T, without Kanye, you're not getting Daytona, you're not getting the level of focus and cohesiveness within it. Same thing for Kids See Ghosts, let's say, like, you know, that production style and like what he did with Kid Cudi, like, that's what was the glue to that project, in my opinion. So if it does happen, do you think it will? And maybe make some predictions for a release date. Yeah, if it does happen.
I don't think it's gonna happen, I'll be honest with you. I think that at the end of the day, it's cool to see that, you know, they're working together for a bigger cause. But I will like to say that I think that at the end of the day, they're still rivals. They're both still competitive, and I don't think that they'll want to help each other further their own careers, because they're kind of still going at it in the competitive sense. So I don't think it will happen. Apart from that, if it were to happen, when would it happen? I don't know. I would say if there's even that slim chance.
Sheer speculation.
It would be 2022 summertime. And that's if it does happen. But again, I really don't think it would.
I think there's like a 0.5% chance it happens. Like, I think yeah. it's near impossible.
I do want to mention this, though. I don't think Kanye would ever produce a full album for him without him rapping on it, because that would mean most of the spotlight would be on Drake. And I don't think Kanye would want that per se. But if they were to rap together on an album, we saw on Glow that they were kind of both singing using that R&B style. So I think it would be all over the place. You'd have them rapping on drill beats, as they both done, rapping over sample flips. But ultimately, what I would want is them kind of... I've always wanted this for any kind of collaboration album, is two artists going head-to-head on each song, going bar for bar, and, you know, seeing, competing for who has the best verse of each song. In my ideal world, that's what I would want. But at the same time, they both kind of steered away a little bit from that lyrical bag. So, unlikely. But what about you? Do you think this is going to happen?
No, I really don't think so. I think that it's just rumors at this point, and I think that it's sheer speculation. Like, it's fun for us because we're fans and we get to like have fun with those types of conversations. But I think that, like, if it were to happen, maybe next year, maybe 2 years, but even at that, like, it's so far off that you can't even put anything into perspective. But what I do love is that they're coming together for a great common purpose. You know, Free Larry Hoover is definitely a situation. If you guys want to go get more information on that, please do so. There's a bunch of tabloids out, there's a bunch of different journalists that have explained the whole situation deeper. We don't necessarily have like the enriched like knowledge to be able to do that for you guys, but please do it for yourselves. It's a very interesting topic and one that you should get involved in. And not only that, guys, but we're going to be doing a lot of content here on the channel. You know, we thought we'd do this because, you know, it's cool to see.
It's a big moment.
It's a big moment, you know? Like, it doesn't make you happy to see that IG story of them coming together, you know, especially after such a heated summer. Like, it was just awesome to see. And, like, this is what hip-hop fans live for. So on that note, guys, please subscribe to the channel. We'll be doing more content on the weekly just like this. We're doing reviews. We're doing theoretical pieces. We're doing whatever you guys want, you know? Like, you guys could go check our whole catalog. Thank you guys for watching this, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thank you for watching the video. It's always a pleasure doing content for you guys. Listen, if you haven't already, subscribed to the channel, because we're doing album reviews, and we actually have our series called Everything We Know, where we take you guys through the whole album rollout of the hottest releases of the year. Not only that, guys, but our Patreon plan is now live. You guys can access that in the bio. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you on the next one.